representing the father that James himself has not made the distinction. At whatever the case, God the Father and Jesus are the source of all authority. Well, that was the good news. God will set things right, and God is the creator who creates life in us. The bad news is about human beings. We need to resist trials where faithfulness conflicts with desire. I want to do this, or by compromising my morals here or the teaching of Jesus here, I can do something that feels good or I won't get persecuted. Resisting those things, resisting trials, results in eschatological anticipated joy. Not joy, you know, happy, 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 but joy in knowing that the good is coming with the return of Jesus. Now, the root of our divided loyalty that we have to resist something is that desire, our drives, or to move into another field in which I teach, Bowen theory or family systems theory, our limbic system, our emotional system. We blame God for the frustration of our desires. Well, if you hadn't created me this way, I wouldn't be struggling with this. You know, that sort of thing. No, no, no. That is just our desires that have become uncontrolled. Following desire leads first to sin and sin to death, or following desire leads to the divided mind that's trying to secure our future with something other than God, or a divided heart is another way of putting it. That's the way it would be put in the Old Testament. And it's one part of being adulterous Israel. Now, the good news is that God has birthed us by the Word and given us His wisdom. And that enables us to live under the Lordship of Jesus, the Anointed One. Thus, you need patient endurance or wisdom, or what we could call repentant submission. That would be James chapter 4, to live this out. Now, James has no problem talking about the law, but it is probably the law as interpreted by Jesus. There is a lot in James that seems to draw from the Sermon on the Mount tradition. There is none of Paul's tension with the law, which for Paul means becoming an ethnic Jew. For James, he doesn't have a problem with people telling his people to become ethnic Jews. Some of them would have been, but for whatever reason, that is not the tension in his churches. He doesn't have a problem talking about following the teaching of Jesus. The community gathers then, probably for a common meal, in a synagogue, a gathering. That's just the Greek word for a gathering that became used for a Jewish gathering. We find that in James 2:2. It is led by elders or presbyters, as James 5:14 says. And the whole letter contributes to communal solidarity. Now, Jesus is the exalted Lord, and yet also the judge at the door, so final judgment is soon. But don't think of judgment as something negative. When a ruler came to judge in the first century, they would sit in the town square, and what they did was they would say, bring the people before me, and, one person, we'll call him Claudius. Claudius.